everyone. Good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team gets to join you live every single morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have a very familiar face, a member of our Teach Better family here with us as we dive into this morning's conversation. So go grab your water, your coffee, your tea, whatever you're in the mood for, and we'll be right back. Hey everyone, good morning. We have Alex Valencik here with us. And if you are not familiar with him, then you must be new to the family because Alex is about as active as possible. Good morning, Alex. How are you feeling?
Morning. I'm doing well. You know, it's funny. I listen to this on the podcast most of the time, and I listen to my podcast at double time speed because I'm a podcast junkie. And then so all of a sudden I'm like, wait, this is what the music actually sounds like. It sounds a lot different at double time speed.
I believe it. I feel like educators who like to consume content, whether it be like through live shows like this on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, or LinkedIn, or on a podcast like Teach Better Talk, they don't necessarily know the value of changing the speed. Why do you do that? Why do you like it?
Mostly it's just because I subscribe to way too many podcasts. Probably a good third or half of the ones that are part of the Teach Better Podcast Network are in my regular rotation. And then like social political podcasts also. And everybody seems to drop their episodes at about the same time every day. So to try to keep up with them, I just realized I had to speed up the rate of what I was hearing because otherwise I was getting way behind. And I'm a completionist at heart. So I start a podcast at the beginning. I go through every single episode and then I add new ones and I do the same thing and just keep adding them on.
I love it. And it's interesting how our brain works that we can listen to something at a fast speed and still get the majority of the content without struggling. If any of you haven't tried that, you absolutely should. It's a really nice way to be able to get through the content if you're able to, you know, really have your listening ears prepared for that. You know, Alex, for our friends here who may not be familiar with you, maybe they're new to the Teach Better family, I would love to have you share who you are, what you do in education, everything in between.
Well, I like to say, like, I'm me. I'm Alex Valencik. I've been in education formally. I think this is like my 16th year. I've worked as a substitute teacher, a fourth grade teacher, a technology instruction specialist or instructional technology specialist, working on in the curriculum department, overseeing 21st century teaching and learning. And then in that same department, my job shifted a couple of years ago to being the professional learning coordinator. And I also get to be an elementary summer school administrator, which is a lot of fun. It's like my aspiration is to be a full-time administrator, but I take advantage of those opportunities when I get to. So I get that like 4 to 6 weeks each summer. Then Teach Better blogger, ambassador, mastermind member, not part of the EduCreators Club. I think that may be like the one thing I don't do, and not part of the podcast network because I don't have my own podcast. I just jump on other people's instead.
I'm glad that you are able to be a part of taking advantage of what Teach Better offers. I mean, maybe someday you'll do a podcast and then you'll join the network. Maybe someday you'll want to do something outside of your official role in education. Then you could join the Creator Club. I know we have a grid method pilot going on right now, which I know you're not a part of that. Maybe you'll apply for that at some point, but you've kind of at least tested it all. You've been a part of a lot of different groups that the community has built.
Yeah. So it's funny, like I'm wearing my, that's why I can't see it. It's like my OG ambassador zippy here that was misprinted. So it's actually like blue instead of like the teal color. But it's like, it's kind of because I feel like I'm an ambassador of all the things that Teach Better has to offer. I encourage other people to do things. So I have a teacher in my district who she's part of the grid method cohort. Yes. Like, you know, it's like I reach out to other people. I'm like, hey, here's a great opportunity for you. So you should do it and I'll help you out with it.
Well, and I love it, especially as a district leader, you're able to almost do some of the filtering for your teachers to be able to say, hey, I know Teach Better. I know them really well. I know what things are being offered. I'm going to do some filtering for you. I think you would fit really well in this section for the time and space of the year that it's happening in. So it's really exciting. We always love it. And of course, we've been to your building. You've brought Teach Better out in a number of different ways to your school building, not only with the team internally, but also with our speakers network. You've had members come out and celebrate their knowledge with your school district. Tell us a little about that.
Yeah, we've been able to have a number of people. And most recently, I know we have Lindsay Titus came out one time and she did some work with the behavior support specialist in our district. We had Mickey Smith Jr. He was a closing keynote for us on an institute day that got scheduled for the Friday before spring break. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, we've got to have just something really positive and upbeat for this keynote, because it's a long day of professional learning and no teachers are looking forward to that break. So Mickey came out and did a great keynote for us. I know that we've had in the past, Chad's come out a couple of times to work with teachers in the district, and Carly Spina, she's done work with us a few times, and we're actually getting ready to finally launch a book study with her book that I think was just like nominated or awarded, like one of like the, I don't remember the exact title. It's like one of like excellence in education awards for like 2023 or something like that. So yeah, I love the network of people within Teach Better who I can just be like, okay, we have this topic. We need someone who can help us with it. I know a person. And then people are like, how do you know all these people? I'm like, I know them all through Teach Better. They may not even be officially with Teach Better, but I know them because of it. And you know, that's the thing I love. It's just such a great network of people that never at a loss of who we can turn to for support.
I love it. And we're always trying to connect and collect more people, right? We're always looking for the next person who needs to join our community so we can learn from them. So I'm so glad that that network has served you in so many great ways. As far as your official title in the school district that you're in, what do you feel like your role is day to day? Because I know a lot of educators listening will be like, Alex, I feel like you do it all. Like they like created this job that was so perfect for you. What do you feel like is your day to day role if you had to summarize it for an educator listening?
Well, what I like to say is my job is to help the teachers in the district learn how to teach better. So as the professional learning coordinator, it's not just the big events we do, like our opening day and our institute days, like those in-service days, but it's also the little bits and pieces in between. I had a teacher recently reach out to me. She's a first-year teacher, was looking on a resource to enhance citizenship in her classroom. And I was like, you know what? I know a guy who wrote a book that I actually just picked it up at a conference. I haven't even read it yet, but what do you think? I was able to bring to her, and she's like, yes, this is exactly what I needed. I get to go into teachers' classrooms, and what I love is anytime students ask me about my job, I tell them that thing. It's like, well, my job is to help our teachers learn how to teach better. And I say, and I want to make sure that the teachers don't spend all day at the front of the room just being like, blah, 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 while, you know, Ray's over here falling asleep, drooling all over herself. And I'm like, has that ever happened in this classroom? And with one exception, students are always like, no, our teacher never does that. There was one time a class is like, oh yeah, our teacher just talks all the time. And the teacher is like, oh, oops, maybe I need to not do that so much. So, but I love it because I get to support the new teachers in our district. We've got a cohort of about 60 of them this year because just with turnover and people changing jobs, and I get to go in and support them and see the amazing things our new teachers are doing and then push it out elsewhere. So yeah, my job is to support people.
I love the support job. I love that you're so connected, not only so that you can be fueled as an educator to be your best self, but also so that you can help other people that are looking for resources. And again, continue to do that vetting so you can help anyone with anything that they come with to you. So I know, Alex, I have a whole lot of questions for you in terms of advice that you've given recently, maybe support you've been able to give teachers recently. So we'll be right back when we get into our team talk section, because I want to make sure I pick your brain so we can share that with our community. everyone. Thanks for sticking with us here on the Teach Better Today morning show. We have Alex Valencik here with us, and I want to get into the type of support that he provides educators on a daily basis. Alex, you are constantly supporting educators, whether they be in your school district or in our Teach Better communities like the Ambassador Group, our blogging community. You have so many different things that you're able to support. I'd love to kind of start off with, you know, it's mid-March. We're all trying to persevere through to spring break, but then finish the year strong. I know educators are constantly coming to you with challenges that they're trying to problem solve. And I'd love to hear a little bit about what advice seems to be really important for educators to consider right now in the field.
I think right now with everything that's going on is, I feel like we said it all the time during like the height of the pandemic, but it's give yourself grace, give yourself time to breathe. You don't have to do all the things all the time. I know it feels like that, but you really don't. It's okay to take time to pause, to breathe, stop bringing your work from work home on that little field trip where it goes in your bag, it comes and sits in your living room, then it goes back. The papers don't need to go on a field trip. You know, take your students on field trips, but leave the work at work. Right? So it's allow yourself to have that time to relax, to breathe, to do something that's not related specifically to your job, even though, like, you know, you can find those connections for it. Like it's, and I like to model that for people. Like, I think there's a lot of know me know that my wife and I are very much into tabletop gaming. We're very enthusiastic about it. Our collection's like not quite 400 games, but rapidly getting there. And there's like, I look around the room I'm in and I'm realizing like we have games stacked up where we ran out of shelf space, but we do game nights every Friday night. We invite people over, we play games, and it's a chance to just do something that's not specifically about work. But I think that's something all of us could stand to do more, is just allow ourselves to breathe, give ourselves space, and allow ourselves to step away from work for, you know, when work is done, it's okay to go home and do something that's not work related.
Yeah, and I like that your reflection there provides an example of finding a day throughout the week where you can say, okay, on Fridays, we are specifically going to do something that's going to take me away. Even if I feel like I have work to do, I can't on Fridays because it's game night. I really love that suggestion. And then the other thing is to try and find ways to be more effective so that you can get that time back. Has there been anything that you feel like has helped educators not only give themselves permission to take that time, but be able to actually do it while still teaching effectively, which I think is the tricky part.
You know, sometimes I think it's a really little thing, but using the schedule send feature with emails has become such a game changer for me, because I may have an idea that I want to share with someone, but if I'm like, it's 9 o'clock at night, if I send them an email, they might see that email and then feel like they need to respond to it. So even though I may give myself that like minute to be like, here, I want to write this down, send it real quick, I schedule it to go during the work hours. Or maybe if I want them to see it right as they come in, I'll be like, let's see, I know that they're going to be in work at 7 o'clock. So it's going to show up in their inbox at like 6:53 to give just enough time to show up right before they get there. But that feature alone, it's just, it gives that opportunity to be like, I don't have to respond to every single email I get when I get it. And if I do respond to it, I don't need to let other people know that I'm responding to emails late at night, in the middle of the night. Like it's okay to allow that message to be sent later. I really appreciate it. I was at a conference recently and a friend of the Teach Better team, Mike Earnshaw, who's principal at an elementary school somewhere, he mentioned that he has this idea, like that same thing of, you don't have to respond to every email. If it's an emergency, they're going to call you, or maybe they'll send you a text message, but no one's ever going to send you an email with an emergency in it. So that thing alone, because we get so bogged down with all the emails we receive, no matter where we are in education, you schedule send to keep work hours, at least outwardly, limited to work hours.
Well, and I think you're providing a good opportunity here to not just use a tech tool, but also realize that we need to reframe how we utilize some of these tools, right? Reminding ourselves that an email isn't going to be where an emergency should exist. should give us a little bit of a reframing peace of mind that we can find a way to walk away from those tools when we're not working.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know some people take email off their phones completely. I don't. Like, I keep it on my phone. There's lots of reasons for that, but I have totally understand people who are like, nope, I check email when I'm like at my desk with my computer, and otherwise I'm not doing it. But for me, I'm just on the move so much that it's easier to have it on my phone so I don't have to open my computer all the time. So
yeah, yeah. I'm in the same spot, Alex. I feel like we have that in common. I'm not necessarily checking it, but if I'm on the phone call and they need me to look at something, it's right there for me to be able to access. And I love being intentional with those tools. You know, throughout this episode, even though I know I feel like have just started talking, I could talk to you forever, but you are definitely somebody who just continues to dedicate yourself to being connected and helpful. And I love that you've continued to bring that to everyone that you connect with, but especially in our Teach Better family. We're very, very fortunate to have you so involved and dedicated to supporting the people in our little family that we've got here. Would you mind sharing how our community here can stay connected to you, or maybe connect for the first time? Because I know there's a lot of people listening who might want to take advantage of, you know, throwing an idea your way or asking your opinion on something, just like your teachers get to do on a daily basis.
Yeah. You know, I am on just about every social media platform imaginable. I know there's some I'm not on, but generally, if you Google the name Alex T. Valencik, you're going to find me. Even if you misspell my last name, you're still going to find me. I am the only Alex T. Valencik in the world. I check my name periodically just to see. There's none other. And whenever you Google me, my picture usually shows up. It's me with like my white bow tie in front of my board game shelf. So it's really easy to find me, but reaching out on any social media platform, that's the easiest way to get a hold of me. And yeah, I love connecting with people, and I'm always happy to help.
Yeah, friends, I would very much recommend you reach out to Alex, add him to your PLN if you haven't done so already. And then of course, if you have any issues spelling his last name or connecting with him, just reach out to any of us on the Teach Better team. We're very aware of how to get connected to Alex. I'll even give you a cell phone number if you need it. So it's super, super easy. Alex, thank you so much for starting out the morning all together. Small reminders, allowing us to stay balanced in our life. Lots of good material here. So I very much appreciate it.
Yeah, I love being up doing. Yeah, feel free to send me a text message. If you call me, I'm not going to answer. I don't answer my phone. But like, if you send me a text message, I'll text you back.
I love it. So good. For everyone here, we hope you have an amazing day, and make sure to put on your to-do list to connect with Alex. We'll see you next time here on the Teach Better Today Morning Show. Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today Morning Show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.